At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning and welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get-together, affectionately known as the 9 o'clock stretch. Stretch it out. Come on, pump it up. It's Monday. Let's make it great. Some of your top stories. Iran strikes put on pause. What is the president thinking? Hopefully we'll find out more later on today. And then, of course, you've got Washington State wildfires. And then you've got plenty of things going on here in the Sunshine State. And that brings me to our guest, Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins, joining us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Bob, I'm doing good, man. I heard you're busy today, brother.
Yeah, one-man show, but that's okay. We'll get through it. It's always fun anyway. But, hey, let me ask you real quick about the recent Fishback ruling. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's frustrating, one. Look, I respect the judge's ability to make a decision, but I think he got it wrong. Essentially, if Taylor Swift decided that she was a Floridian right now, she could, in theory, run for governor because she feels like a Floridian. I guess if you identify as a Floridian, you are a Floridian. I guess now we have trans Floridians. I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I don't want to spend too much time on that, but I have to agree with you. Something doesn't... I mean, it seemed clearly that he wouldn't qualify, but then here we are. Let's talk about the issues at hand for a lot of people. Top of the chart, I'm guessing, has got to be affordability. If you become the governor, what are some solid things that you're going to do to make this state more affordable? And I think especially for the up-and-comers, the younger folks, and the retired folks, really.
Yeah, well, it's everybody, right? I mean, we all live here. We all are dealing with remnants of inflation issues from the Biden administration. We're all dealing with issues because of spike gas prices. We're all dealing with many things. But let's look at it really clear. This is about the American dream. The American dream can never be diminished to just getting by. I don't want that for our kids. I don't want that for anybody's kids. I don't want that for us. We got to push forward. That means more wages, bringing in more jobs. We're working day and night to bring in more opportunity, grow more jobs, to raise that mean salary, not through minimum wage mandates, but through better opportunity for people to jump in and get a real career. I think reciprocally, you have to align our education system with that. That's why bringing the trades back to every high school in Florida is so vital and critical. That's apprenticeship, pre-apprenticeship. I think we have to work on bringing down insurance prices. That's more transparency with insurance. That's certainly holding the line when it comes to tort reform, but it's also putting money in programs like My Safe Florida Home, My Safe Florida Condo. It's making sure that people understand we are working day and night to help them keep more of their money. I think the property tax discussion is something that's critical. You know, this is going to be a referendum that's up for their vote in November. If it gets 60%, it goes on. There's a $150,000 deduction in 27, $250,000 in 28. Not what we aim for, but still better than what we've ever done. It's still the most consequential property tax relief in terms of homestead that we've had in our state. All of those things are being done simultaneously, but we also have to cut down on fraud across all insurance patterns. That will help save money as well. But together, we got to make sure that every single one of those is a priority. I consider it a no-fail mission. And luckily, I've trained in that. As a Green Beret, a no-fail mission is exactly what it is. You cannot fail because it hurts everybody that depends on you. So we're not going to fail that. We're going to bring those prices down. We're going to work towards getting that property tax taken care of. And ultimately, we're going to make sure we bring in more jobs across this state, align our education system to create a long-term social, a long-term plan, not just something we talk about on social media.
So, look, I, along with a lot of other Floridians, would love to enjoy a property tax reduction or it going away completely in a perfect world. But at the same time, I mean, we just did this great award ceremony for the 10th year, celebrating valor, those who go above and beyond, like our first responders. So in terms of public safety, if you become governor, can you guarantee that these people are going to be properly funded regardless of what goes on with the property taxes?
Yeah, look, since 2019, we've seen property tax grow from $31 to $61 billion. We know that less than 30% of our property tax dollars come from homesteads. So I believe, as I did months ago, that we don't have an income problem, we have a spending problem. And that's across all the counties. But what I will tell you is, as the next governor, we've got to do something right away for the implementation. That trust fund or that grant process at the back end was designed for our 29 fiscally constrained counties to help reset the tax roll, not as a long-term subsidy. I think that's vital. I also think you got to put protections in there for our law enforcement and fire, making sure that those are priorities in a budget, that we take care of them and make sure they always have the time, tools, and training necessary. Because I believe you, I'm with you. We want to protect them. They're heroes. I've got their back without equivocation, just like you do, just like our state does. And we'll never let that ride any other way.
So as a former Green Beret who was a Green Beret two times over, once with both your legs, once with one leg, that in itself is huge. It's clearly, sir, you're a patriot. What do you think when you hear about these numbers and polls coming out and actual, you know, some of these elections being won by out-and-out socialists? What are your thoughts on that whole thing?
I'm frustrated. I'm heartbroken. And I think that we as a Republican Party have to do better to push forward and be bold and reach the people for who they are, how they are, where they are. Look, that means we have to go speak the truth. We have to show the facts when it comes to socialism and communism. I saw this coming 2.5 years ago. That's why I passed the Truth in Education on Socialism and Communism in the state of Florida. So we actually educate our children on the facts. Socialism and communism destroy families, communities, countries, and cultures. It always turns out the same way. We don't have to take it for a test drive. I'll tell you what, though, this election matters. If we pick someone who doesn't have the courage and conviction to stand and defend our people, it's going to roll over to special interests, you know, big business, big tech, big whatever. We could find ourselves in the same place because in the end, people are going to take businesses off and take the path of least resistance. And that ends up hurting the people in our community. We just can't let that happen in Florida. So vote wisely.
Yeah, part of the issue that, you know, we've discovered through the years, obviously, is in education, and they're twisting these young people up. The other thing is things like TikTok and how much money, like Chinese money and others, are kind of behind some of these things to, you know, to try to get the young people basically addicted to the idea that, you know, they could take someone else's wealth and they can enjoy that wealth.
Yes, sir. Social media, there's so much misinformation out there. I mean, look at this election. Look at the numbers that go back and forth from all walks of life. But in the end, social media is addictive, and we know that's a fact. And when you sit in your feed and you just follow it down that rabbit hole, you continue to get fed the same things. And ideology and ideologically, you start to shift and think differently. It's scary. It's frustrating. And we got to make sure that we, as people, get out there and talk to real people, speak the truth, get out and see things, how they work, put your eyes on the prize. And if you think it's working great, go ask the people in New York who are fleeing that city because of Mamdani and his nonsense.
We covered a lot of territory, but I'll throw in one last question, and that's on you. We've already had conversations about a lot of these other important topics. Is there any one that's kind of sticking out to you that maybe we haven't spoke enough about and you want to kind of get the word or the message out to Florida voters?
Well, what I tell you for the Florida voters is simple. When you're going to choose the next governor, you got to choose somebody who can do three things. One, you got to have a track record of success. You want someone who showed up and did things, right? I passed 55 bills in 3 years, qualified as a Green Beret not once but twice, led a small business, did those things. You want someone who runs to the sound of the problem when disaster problem happens, not someone who runs the microphone, not someone who runs the TikTok or Twitter, someone who runs to the sound of the people. I fed 14.5 million meals to people in disaster. I ran to the Middle East and brought home 2,300 American citizens right back here to Florida. And the third thing is this, where's the moral compass point? Is it point to the people or is it point to themselves? If they're enriching themselves, they're playing games, they only worry about themselves, they're not going to care about you. You got to find someone who cares about the people first. And I've had a lifetime of selfless sacrifice and service. That's who I am. That's what I do. And choose wisely. The future of our state's at hand. The future of our nation depends largely on what Florida does. Because when Florida leads, America wins.
Well, on that note, Lieutenant Governor, always a pleasure. We hope to speak to you again soon. Safe travels, my friend.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate you, my friend.
All right. Same here. Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins on the Bob Rose Show. Don't forget, you can always pick that up on the podcast if you missed it. Tell your friends. A lot of times you hear these things in their own words, not edited, or anything else. You can hear it for yourself, and that's one of the beautiful things about the whole podcast thing. Just search for the Bob Rose Show on whatever platform you use, and then click on follow, and you will definitely be good to go. All right? Yeah, we touched on a lot of material there. Hey, coming up, Attorney General of the United States, he's just the acting one. It won't become official until the Senate says it's official. Todd Blanche is having to conform to maybe what some of the Republican senator want, and that means rescinding that $1.8 billion fund that was supposed to help those who have had the government itself weaponized against them. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on the Bob Rose Show. You're listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky. It is 9:17 right now.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Happy Monday. We're making it great. Come on. It's the Bob Rose Show. It is 9:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Some of your top stories. The whole thing with Iran attacking them to a level that hasn't been seen since World War II, as was touted by the president and others, is on hold. It is on pause. They're going to attempt to negotiate some things, opening the Strait of Hormuz, which apparently Iran already agreed to. They said before Trump even said anything, we were already going to do that. So what? And then saying at the same time, and we're not talking to him. Well, not to him directly. We get that. But here we go, back and forth, the roller coaster up and down. I've got a lot more where that came from, too. Hey, a convicted killer allegedly shot two men, killing one, ready for this, less than 2 hours after he was released from a North Carolina jail on bond last week. A stunning timeline. It's raising new questions about why the repeat violent offender was free in the first place. David Simpson, 29, charged with first-degree murder, attempted first-degree murder, assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, inflicting serious injury, and possession of a firearm by a felony. In that shooting in East Charlotte on the 29th of July, Mecklenburg County judge on Friday ordered that he be held without bond. Now? Wow. Court records obtained by WCNC show, Simpson was released from the Mecklenburg County Jail 12:20 a.m. after posting a $10,000 bond on an unrelated charge of possession of a weapon by a prisoner. Police said the shooting happened less than 2 hours later. Police said the shooting followed a long-running dispute over a parking space outside the apartment complex. Yeah, if there's ever a reason to kill somebody, clearly a parking space. What? Are you kidding me? Officials had already been called to the property twice that night after arguments broke out between the victims and residents over where they had parked. Surveillance video cited in the documents appears to show Simpson outside with his girlfriend when the victim's SUV drove past. Detectives said Simpson went inside, returned carrying what they described as a weighted black bag, and ran toward the victims. 10 minutes later, two gunshots can be heard. 30 seconds after that, Simpson is seen jogging back toward his apartment while handling the bag before driving away. Investigators recovered two spent 7.62 caliber rifle casings at the scene. Wow. This guy was previously charged with first-degree murder in 2013. It was a fatal shooting, but he pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter. Wow. So he pleaded that one down. He served about 5 years in prison before being released on parole in 2020. But since then, he's been arrested several more times, including multiple charges of possession of a firearm by a felon. I mean, isn't it you would serve out like the rest of the term of your sentence if you violated probation and or parole? That's how it used to work. Have they changed all that? I mean, you could arrest this guy over and over again for possession of a firearm, and he's a felon. And you're not going to lock him up for any length of time? That's crazy. Oh, yeah, he did have pending charges still this year for possession of a firearm by a felon. You know, when the judges rule on this stuff, don't they have the person's record in front of them? I mean, wouldn't that be an important part of it? Like, hey, is this guy just having a bad day? Or is this guy having a couple of bad decades? You know, you might want to be aware of that. And you know, I mean, if you're a judge and you know all these stories get, they get coverage. Because people are outraged. Wouldn't that even come up a little bit in the back of your mind going, hey, and I'm not saying, you know, go against, you know, what some of the guidelines are. I'm not saying that necessarily, but I'm saying, you know, lean toward the heavier side of things. Lead toward logic. Lead toward, you know what? Lean toward protecting innocent people. This guy's out on the streets. Are they safe? Hell no. And if a judge can't figure that out, yeah, something's really wrong. Yeah. If you look at his history, it seems like this gentleman was picked up just about every year up to this point with some kind of violent crime. So you kind of ask the question, why wasn't he already in jail? And that actually comes not from his defense attorney, but a defense attorney. So even defense attorneys are going, why are these people out walking around? And after all of this coverage, day in and day out, these kinds of things happen. And yet you don't see the change. What's the deal with the criminal justice system where these bozos get arrested over and over again? Well, let's wait till he does something really serious. Well, I don't know. I mean, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon sounds pretty serious to me. I mean, you're carrying that gun for a reason. Maybe it is to defend yourself. Maybe it is some sort of turf thing, but it doesn't matter. You're a danger to everybody around you. And yet, again, still walking around. Well, he killed a guy. Yeah. I wonder how long he'll go away for this time. Wonder if they'll let him out on bail. They haven't so far. But don't be shocked. It's crazy. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche issued an order Sunday evening formally rescinding plans to create that $1.8 billion fund meant to compensate those who were impacted by the weaponization of government. For the avoidance of doubt, nothing in the order is intended to contradict or otherwise be contrary upon prior representations by the Department of Justice that the fund is not operated. No members appointed, no funds were transferred. So why is he doing this? Why the about face? Well, basically, Senators Tillis and Cornyn have refused to vote for Todd Blanche as the full-time attorney general unless he puts it into writing that Mr. Trump will no longer pursue the anti-weaponization bill. Why would they hold up an appointment over that? And the Republicans? I'm making a squishy noise right now. Squish. 9:29 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg's out today. He's not feeling well. He should be back tomorrow. We've got more headlines and things that make you smile coming up in a little bit, too. Start thinking about that. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Monday. Make it great.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. 9:36 on the Bob Rose Show. Happy Monday. We're going to make it great. It is what we do. Some of your top stories. Action in Iran put on pause. The president giving a shot at more talks, opening up and keeping open the Strait of Hormuz and ending their nuclear program. Will today be any different than any other Groundhog Day we've experienced since this all began months ago? We'll see. So there's that. Washington State. Plenty of folks out there not very happy. These wildfires continue to burn a lot and continue to be extremely dangerous. Now at least 60 buildings, including homes, have been destroyed. Then in Florida here, in the Sunshine State, congressional map is going to remain in effect, at least through the midterms. That is the Florida Supreme Court judgment. Some of the lower courts will still be kind of working on that, if you will, so things could change in the future. But for now, that should be set through the midterms, the new, what they call the new map. Also, the state has approved a lot of money going to law enforcement, millions, in fact, in the Sunshine State here to help to fight against illegal immigration, and that'll go a long way. There's a lot of law enforcement folks that, you know, they need this. They need this influx of cash if they want to really do a great job and make a difference in our issues facing us with illegal immigrants. Also, don't play with the armadillos. They have leprosy. That's a pretty simple, basic public service announcement. But actually, if you look at some of the official stuff, it's like, yeah, you're in special risk group if you're going to be skinning or eating an armadillo. No, I'll pass on that. But thanks for the offer. You know, I am open-minded. Just not that open-minded. Hey, what about the open-minded people in New York City that voted for the mayor, Mamdani? Really? They must be open-minded. Open-minded to socialism. What did they want? Free bus rides, free childcare, and all that? Is that any of that come to fruition yet? And what about this grocery store he's supposed to put up? And I don't see that being done. And it doesn't make sense on a lot of different levels. Some critics are saying the city-run food store will lose at least 28 cents on every dollar. Well, what happens to a supermarket that loses 28 cents on every dollar? They go bye-bye. They're not in business. But don't worry. They can operate at a loss here because the taxpayers will sustain them. Gosh, isn't government awesome? You don't have to make a profit. The taxpayers will pony up. But wait, isn't one of the reasons you're putting together this lower-cost supermarket is to help the residents to be able to afford to go grocery shopping? Oh, that's right. The taxpayers are actually producing and making money. Yeah, okay. All right, just checking. 35 years after the Soviet Union collapsed, the communist breadline is poised for a comeback in the Big Apple, as Mayor Mamdani announces his government grocery store will be undercutting real groceries by 30%. But don't worry, this time socialism actually will work. Op-ed piece from folks at Fox News. And the announcement came during a press conference on July 27th. So he's still talking about it. Comrade Mamdani, what will you promise us? 30% discounts for essential products. The problem, of course, is that grocery stores operate at a razor-thin profit margin. Some say it's only about 2%. I say it might be a little higher than that, but not much. Certainly nowhere in the range of 30%. No way, no how. And that's with competent management to even getting, you know, in the 2 to 5% range. That means even if the socialists somehow manage to run a grocery store as efficiently as Aldi, Walmart, or others, the city will still be losing an ungodly amount of money, at least 28 cents on the dollar, since New York's best and brightest in government will be far less efficient than the private sector. The losses predictably will be higher. Of course, operating in the red for a government establishment just means the taxpayers get stuck with the tab. The losses of Comrade Mamdani's state-run enterprise will be covered by New Yorkers' tax dollars, derived from tax rates that are already among the nation's highest. And that's where the fun actually begins. If city groceries were genuinely selling food 30% cheaper, that would rob enough market share from real grocery stores that they would start going out of business. After all, private stores have to pay rent, property taxes, insurance, labor, utilities. Wow. Conversely, Mamdani's store will get city property tax exemptions and apparently an unlimited allowance from dad who's willing to lose 28 cents on the dollar. Marginal supermarkets will close while others will cancel plans to open. So you will see the convenience of shopping go away. It won't just affect big grocery stores. It might even probably impact to a greater degree the local little bodegas and stuff that are super convenient for New Yorkers. But you put one of those, you know, within a mile of these other bodegas and stuff, and they can get this cheap groceries. Yeah, what do you think is going to happen? They're going to flock there, and it is going to impact other businesses. But that won't stop them from trying to sell you on socialism. Yeah. What happens when taxpayers get tired of the money pit? Every time New York has seized an industry, it turned into a money loser. New York City run transit system, MTA, replaced private sector alternatives that used to be profitable with a government run system that loses $11.7 billion a year. Do you realize that works out to nearly $3,000 per household in New York City? That's how much the government has to subsidize the MTA to keep it running. There's your efficiency in government in an easy to understand format. Public transportation. It actually turned enough of a profit, and the government seized it and turned it into a money loser. And not just a little bit, $3,000 per household in New York City. Well, I don't know about you, but that's a lot of Uber and Lyft rides, isn't it? Huh. And then again, the people that own those cars, they would be part of the, you know, private sector, earning money, paying taxes on it. Huh. Very interesting. Yeah, they'd be better off just subsidizing Ubers and Lyft rides, I would think. But no, they'll subsidize the entire transportation system at a cost of nearly $8 billion a year. Hey, but don't worry. Those cheap groceries are right around the corner. If city groceries approach that number, there will inevitably be calls for subsidy cuts. Given the mandate to keep groceries cheap combined with the cost of government efficiency, that means the groceries will have to cut back on quality. No longer a giant money pit, they'll become slightly smaller money pits full of rotting food. Ooh. And when the smoke clears, New Yorkers get a couple of years of cheap bananas, tens of millions of dollars in new debt, and real companies that are going to be fleeing. So residents have to take two trains and a bus to get to a real grocery store, which will then what? Cost the transportation more in losses. I mean, it is a money pit. It is a downward spiral. And these people willingly signed on with Mom Donnie to take us, to take everybody down. And, you know, the people that have any level of wealth at all, it wouldn't be that difficult for them to just say bye-bye to the Big Apple, as thousands already have and thousands more, I'm sure, having greater, longer, and more serious conversations about doing just that as we speak. And then you'll watch New York City really get run into the ground. I hope that doesn't happen, but I'm not sure how they're going to be able to avoid it either. We're helping out Japan. You know, they're a good friend of ours, and that's basically what President Trump said. Hey, they're good friends, they're allies, and they ran into some kind of a problem with the value of the yen. So our Treasury Department, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, confirmed some coordinated action with them, actions that have to do with their monetary system and the yen. And Tokyo signaled it was prepared to act again if indeed it's necessary. What's a little different and interesting about this, apparently we've engaged in that, other countries have engaged in that, they've helped out other nations with this, and it usually turns out to be, you know, a pretty good thing. The twist on this is some late reporting saying that we're using EU dollars. Now, we have them, but we're using our EU dollars to buy the yen. Huh. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? Coming up next, exactly what the doctor needs And that is a prescription for things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive thoughts that you share with us and we share with you. 877-975-9825. Call in now and call early. Since I'm flying solo, I gotta get to the phones, and I'll do that next. Things That Make You Smile is brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now. Good morning and welcome. It is 9:51 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Thank you for supporting what we do, for listening. And right now, I ask you to call in if you'd like for things that make you smile, because it's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, Bob, what's making me smile is apparently Suwannee Valley Electric Cooperative can't really handle modest rain. So the power went out at 9:20. I started going into withdrawal convulsions because I couldn't hear the Bob Rose Show anymore. I don't have a generator. It's out in Oregon. I don't have a long enough extension cord. But it came back on after 30 minutes, so kudos to them. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. And, yeah, luckily avoided even more total chaos. Yeah, you get some small generators now that are pretty inexpensive. I don't know about you, man, but if you get the power knocked out, you might live without air conditioning during some of the hot months, but without a fan or lighting or other issues, I don't know. I think that's just me, maybe. I don't know. I've always invested in one. Not the whole time I've lived in Florida, but certainly over the last 28 years, something like that. I think it's worth it. But it's not for everybody. I lived in a town one time. It makes me smile to reminisce and go back to Clewiston, Florida, on the banks of Lake Okeechobee, my first radio job, and I got in trouble. I was filling in for the morning guy. He was also co-owner of the radio station. So I overslept. Why? Because I had one of those, plug-in radio / alarm clocks, right? And the power went out, which happens a lot because they're processing the sugar cane. So the grid will get fired up or fired down or whatever, depending on what those needs are. Yeah. And it was pretty early on, so I didn't know that could happen. And the boss's wife had to come and beep her horn in front of my apartment to get me to go to work that day, and then told me about a great backup plan. Remember the old wind-up clocks? That's what my backup was, and it worked flawlessly for many, many years. So, I don't know. That makes me smile. Yeah, power outages, no fun, generally speaking, especially with so many things that are like programmed and things now. Yeah, you can be kind of a headache and a hassle. All right. I know you wanted this, and Greg's not here, so we can be bad. I have a naked man story for you. It's good and bad. An unhinged 44-year-old naked man jumped off the top of the Brooklyn Bridge Sunday in front of shocked onlookers. Here's the good news. He survived. Miraculously, he survived. The nut job, as they're calling him, affixed multiple flags at the top of the bridge and took off clothing. Now, is this because he didn't want to get his clothes wet? I mean, what is the purpose? You're already up there. You're putting some kind of flags up. You're about to jump possibly to your death. Very highly likely, in fact. And you take your clothes off. For what? Is that for more drama? Greater effect? What exactly is the purpose there? I'm about to kill myself, but nobody's taking me seriously. So I'll strip, and then they'll take me seriously. I don't know what the mindset is. I don't. But anyway, he made the jump, and he survived. And that is, well, at least he survived. The man appeared to hold a piece of clothing or a bag above his head like a makeshift parachute as he plummeted into the water. Quick thinking by the harbor cops rescued the man and basically saved his life. Wow. All right. We're not done yet. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Harry Beck with Guns and Range and Micanopy. Hang on. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Harry Beck with Guns and Range and Micanopy. The Good Samaritan being hailed as a hero for firing upon Idaho In-N-Out gunman Chad Williams in the middle of his deadly drive-thru rampage had trained for such a moment for years after witnessing another mass shooting back in 2021. He noticed that the bad guys go after soft targets, so he trained for that kind of thing. He's a healthcare worker and a full-time caregiver for his brother, who's wheelchair-bound. So this was at the Twin Falls In-N-Out location. Happened around lunchtime when he noticed something was amiss, and he helped with an off-duty law enforcement officer. They fired in the direction of the shooter, and he quit killing people and took his own life. So he definitely helped to thwart that. Yep. The Second Amendment, that is your smoking gun. Brought to you by Harry Beck with Guns and Range and Micanopy. I'm Bob Rose, and I'm wishing you an awesome day. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe one. See ya.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.